was from the start, the Word drove land and seas apart. It's dangerous and sharp, don't let it fool ya. The Word rose up and brought down kings. The Word made rocks and living things, and all creation sings in all.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We hear today in this second part of this narrative about the bread of life, Jesus explaining a little further what he means when he says, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And the people are murmuring. The people are grumbling. Grumbling and murmuring are signs in the Jewish faith of exactly what happened at Mount Sinai when Moses gave the law. And it is no accident then that we go back centuries and centuries to the time of Elijah, and he is walking 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. Horeb and Sinai are the same place, just different languages for the same mountain. What did the people wander for 40 days and for 40 nights? Because they murmured against God in the desert. They said, "Give us food to eat. We would have rather stayed in Egypt." They had just been brought out of Egypt by God with mighty signs, and they saw those signs. And they did not believe fully. "Give us more food. Give us this. Give us that. We want more from you, God. God, you don't do what we want you to do." The same story for Jesus. Jesus is there telling them, "I am the bread from heaven. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven." And they murmur, "Isn't this Jesus, the one that was born of Joseph and Mary?" He was telling them, "I am." He said it again and again in his Gospel of John. "Ego eimi, I am. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection of the dead. I am the light of the world. I am the gate of the sheepfold. I am." Who did God say he was when Moses asked, "Who shall I say has sent me?" Tell them, "I am has sent you. I am to be." God simply is to be. Human beings, frequently murmur and fuss and complain and whine and ask, why does God do this? Why does God do that? Or why doesn't God do this? Or why doesn't God do that? I'd like it if God did this or that or the other. Is that what we're looking for? That's sort of like magic, a magician calling down at our bidding what we want God to do. What we are called to do is what the prophet Elijah was sent to do in that first reading. He was told to go someplace, and he ran because he was afraid for his life. He had encountered trouble, and he decided that the easiest thing would be just to die. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's. And he lay down and fell asleep. But an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. The angel of the Lord told him what to do, and he said, go, get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you. And he finds himself at the foot of Mount Sinai, where the law was given. The law which God had given human beings to distinguish themselves from animals, to be human beings, to be in his divine image and likeness. We needed law, and we need law now. Some in our church have not followed the law. Some in our church have done wicked things. But does that mean that the law needs to be abrogated? Do we need to get rid of the Ten Commandments? You shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not commit adultery. No. Because people break the law doesn't mean that the law is abrogated. It just means that some people don't follow the law. Others of us do, or at least we try. We may not fulfill the law perfectly, because even though Jesus tells us to be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect, are any of us at that level of perfection? Very unlikely. But he says, come to me, all who travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Come to me. Come, join with me. Come, take up your cross daily and follow me. We always have to come back to the cross, don't we? Because if we do not understand the cross and the suffering and death of Jesus, then we do not understand how he told us to enter into the mystery of God. To enter into the mystery of God, we have to come to grips with suffering in our own lives, suffering in the lives of those around us, suffering in the world. Offer it up used to be the phrase that I would hear when you were in trouble. Offer it up. And that's actually just as good advice now as it was when I heard it when I was a little boy. Offer it up. And though it's hard at times, we really need to do that. We need to offer it up for our church now at this time in history. Now, I won't be here next Sunday because I will be away, but there is for the 20th Sunday another reading from the Gospel of St. John. And we need to pay attention to that because the crowds are getting more and more testy. And I'll just read a little bit of it. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Jesus tells us how he is going to remain with us until the end of time. He remains with us in the holy sacrifice of the Mass when he offers us his body and his blood given and shed for the life of the world. He stays with us in the Blessed Sacrament till the end of time, where we can adore his precious body under the species of bread. He gives us so much each and every day of our lives. Peter said, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have nothing else but his church. His church is what he gave us. His church, the celebrating community that comes and gathers around the altar of God in the Holy Eucharist. His church, which is guided by fallible shepherds down through the centuries. The history is clear. There's always good people and bad people at every level of society, of every level of the church. Let us keep praying for the good, that the good will always triumph, because it is Jesus who triumphs. It is the Holy Spirit who triumphs. I'm not in charge. You're not in charge. None of us are in charge. It's the Lord who is in charge. So let us today, as we come here to participate in the sacred mysteries, remember what Jesus tells us. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever.